filmmaker. So I made the film Microbirth, which has been sort of shown all around the world, which has been fantastic. But our focus is the infant microbiome, the baby's microbiome. It's the bacterial ecosystem that the baby is introduced to during the birth process and shortly after with breastfeeding and infant feeding. So we've written books, we've made the film, we've got online courses, we've just done our second international conference. And my journey is to bring the science of the infant microbiome to parents and the people that support parents. So it's your midwives, doulas, lactation consultants, your doctors. So it's making people aware of about the importance of the infant microbiome and the most important time for setting the foundations for the infant microbiome is during birth and the early infancy period. So that's the journey I'm on. And what's been fantastic is that people have joined us on this journey. So we have a network of people around the world, and I'm excited to bring this knowledge. So we've interviewed and have relationships with over 100 different scientists around the world in different specialities, and we bring their wisdom and put it in a way that's easy to understand and bring it to health professionals and to parents.
Yeah, and for those of you who think that it does cost to learn, it does, because education it's appropriate to charge for a good education, and that's what I feel like. But with your type of like the way that you educate people, and I think it's a big team that work with you. It's not only you; it's many other people that you work with. The aim of this conversation is also to encourage people to do their research, to do like there are options, and you even have free courses for everyone who's interested. And you could graduate and continue educating yourself in next levels. But even if you do like free basic course, it's gonna open your eyes to this world in a brand new different level that you probably thought breastfeeding is such a cute thing to do, to realizing that that's life-changing experience, and not only food-wise, like if we can call it basic food, but attachment and how it builds our lives for months and years to come, and not only for the baby and the mother, but the whole family. And for you organize many meetups during the year. It's not only courses, it's not only films. You are so open in communicating your view with almost anyone who is ready to listen and open their eyes, I would say. Because I've been to at least three just regular meetups for doulas and midwives that you just you come to the next level and find out something new about the topic, and just you, there it's there and you're ready to share it. And that's what I find that's what I find in, especially in the last few years. People are afraid to share information that really matters. And my first big question for you would be, where do you find strength? I know your husband supports you, and he has been supporting you all the way through. And those who want to read your biography, I think they can go ahead and read and find out more about you, that your births were not like perfect, picture perfect births as well. And I think that led you to your journey as well. Like, but knowing that you need to find out about birth, you need to find out about your own life, knowing that your husband supports you, but still, where do you find courage to speak about these things so openly? And so, like, do you meet the right people? I'm just curious, how does this happen? I know how it happens in my life, but how does it happen in your life?
Okay, so I'll backtrack. So I am a filmmaker, so my background is in making films, and then we made the film. Well, actually, before that, I had a baby, and I've got one child who's now 16. So it's been a 16-year journey, and the birth experience I had was I was really hoping on my birth plan were two things. I just wanted a vaginal birth. I wanted a home birth, actually, and I wanted to exclusively breastfeed. That's the only two things on my birth plan. And as so often happens, I thought I was well prepared. I went to two antenatal classes and I went to a separate breastfeeding class. So I thought I was really, really prepared. And as it turns out, I ended up with an emergency C-section, and decisions were made about my birth that didn't involve me. And two doctors were talking about what type of birth I should have outside the room I was in. And I ended up with an emergency C-section. And then I with no support, my baby was presented to me about 40 minutes after the cesarean, wrapped up in a burrito, in a white blanket. And so I couldn't even do skin to skin. And there was no support for breastfeeding. And
And
within
he
an
was
hour of my
properly cleaned up and all that, like there's no
yeah,
mic.
and there's within an hour of my baby being born, someone came into the room and said, "Your baby's got to feed. Here's a cup of formula." And that moment there, that here's a cup of formula. I didn't know any of the about microbiome then. I didn't know any of the science of birth and breastfeeding. But that fuels me. That makes me so angry. I say angry. It just makes me puts fuel in my belly. Like now I know, I wish I'd known then what I know now. And that what happens during that critical period, during pregnancy, birth, and the early infancy, that determines your life, your child's lifelong health, and sets up the immune system. So if you set it up correctly, your baby's going to be have the best protection for the rest of its life. If you set it up, but for whatever reason, with there's three things that affect the immune training that happen in that sensitive period around birth, and that's a cesarean, exposure to antibiotics, and formula feeding. So my baby had all three exposed to those three things, the three worst things you can do for a baby within an hour of the baby being born. And so
And that's
now I
so
understand.
many babies. It's like up to 33% in Ireland at the minute, first-time moms, they get cesarean section and they don't even have an option to
I know,
choose.
and I'm not against cesarean because I think cesarean is
Me too, yeah,
fantastic
exactly, yeah.
when it's needed, and some cases it is needed, and that's great. What I'm advocating for is there needs to be a plan. There needs to be a plan for those babies born by cesarean, or those babies born by or exposed to antibiotics, and that could be for a group B strep, or it could be any other reason
Exactly.
for the, that there are really good reasons for those antibiotics. I'm sorry, the sun's come out, so it's gone really bad. I haven't got a
Now
blind on
you look.
the
We have so much rain today, so I appreciate your sun.
and for those mums who aren't able or aren't supported to breastfeed, so there are options. There are, you know, there's donor milk, there's other options. So that's what I'm ad advocating for, is that. That's why I'm open to doing free webinars and for podcasts and for sharing this knowledge, because it's no good knowing this 2 years after your birth, because there's nothing you can
Exactly.
do. Your infant microbiome, it stabilizes around the age of 2 to 3, which means that and so it takes on after the age of 2 to 3, and I'll explain about the microbiome in a bit. After the age of 2 to 3, sure, you can take probiotics, but that's a temporary solution, and you can eat healthily and all those kind of wonderful things you can do for your microbiome, but it's too late. And that's what puts fuel in my be belly. And yes, I have the support of we're not married, so it's my partner, Alex,
Yeah.
and we've been on
Sorry,
this
I
journey
just I didn't do that much
together.
research. I just know that he supports you. That's what I need
Yeah,
to know.
and he's part of our journey, and he's
Yeah.
part of us. But it is this thing that parents need to know this, and it needs to be simple, it needs to be able to be understood, so that they can make a plan. And a plan for me is going to be different from a plan from the next person to the next person. Everyone has their own plan, but within that plan, there needs to be mindfulness of the infant microbiome.
Yeah, that's the big mindfulness and also a sense of that you are always, you can make the plan, but it could change. It could always change and you could adjust it if you find new evidence.
If you know what you can do, so I'm all for support for parents whose babies are born by cesarean, or who need to breastfeed, need to formula feed, or who have exposure to antibiotics. There's things you can do, And it's
Yeah.
bringing awareness of those things that you can do. And they're not expensive things. It's all free. It's all
Yeah.
just, support for the microbiome. It's support for breastfeeding.
It's as simple as expressing colostrum once you have, like, and freeze it. And if you
That's
have to
it.
happen to use the antibiotics, you could support it with colostrum and even like little things like that. And they don't cost anything. Your body produces them. Yeah. And this is like all these little things. Tracy taught us a lot of them, but then learning from you as well, and on your team, like the way you explain, it's very down to earth and tangible and approachable for I think almost anyone really. And then there are some specialists that you interview or you gave them the platform to speak. They speak a bit more scientific language, a bit more scientific language, but still it's understandable. Like, and they are, I would say each one of them, at least that I've heard, like all of them, they, as you can hear, English is not my first language, and I will translate this podcast as well eventually in Latvian, so many more people who don't speak any English could find out this information. But like even for me, scientific terms, like listen once again, or do little Google Translate, or do like do, my passion is, as I'm not like scientist or I'm not doctor, I'm doula with background in theology and science of religions. That's my background, and I'm interested. I'm also like I'm birth doula and end of life doula, and childbirth ed is kind of in between. But then you get tangled into all this. It's really interesting stuff, isn't it? Like once you start to discover it, it makes sense in so many levels. It makes sense why newborn, like moms for newborn babies, they don't want anyone to approach them too closely. It makes sense why moms want to carry their own babies. It makes sense why they want to actually be naked most of the time with their babies. It makes sense. But once it's not Instagram nice, it's not picture perfect nice. So many moms, they distance themselves from that experience because it doesn't look nice. It doesn't smell nice some of the time. It doesn't include many people who would want to be included, and that goes against many of this normalized approaches that we have in today's society, like how we are supposed to be as parents. And it takes courage to speak about these topics, the very basic ones that makes us humans. And makes us want to be healthy, and that's another question that I wrote down for you that I really want to ask. I mean, that's more kind of philosophical kind of thing, but like, why people do not want to be healthy? Just to keep it on the back of your mind, because I'm curious what you're going to answer to this. Because I my sense is many people would love to do these things, but somehow they don't really want to explore how healthy they could possibly be if they would only do these things. So, I want to hear what you'll say about this topic. But before that, yeah, could you explain us a little bit more about microbiome? And let's say it's week 36 for the mother, what she should take into account in order to get ready. Like she was doing regular maternity care so far. She found out about you. What she should do now? She wants to change the path. What's next
Well,
step?
hopefully she would have found out about me way before that, so that,
Getting pregnant.
well, even before pregnancy, because
Yeah.
there's things you can do to optimize your microbiome. Okay, so the science is really, I can explain the science very, very simply in about 60 seconds. It's really, really complex science, but I'm going to make it very, very simple. Okay, so everyone has a microbiome. So microbiome is a community of microorganisms that live on and in you. So they're on your skin, in your vagina, in your gut, in your eyes, ears, everywhere that you have an external part of you. And the mother's microbiome changes during pregnancy to get ready for birth. And during the birth process, with vaginal birth, the mother's going to pass on her beneficial microbes to her baby during the birth process. And those beneficial microbes are the first ones to arrive in the baby and in the baby's gut. And they're going to be fed by the sugars, the special sugars, which are in breast milk. They're called human milk oligosaccharides. And everybody has a unique microbiome, and everybody, all mothers produce their own unique set of HMO sugars. And those HMO sugars feed the microbes, the beneficial microbes in the baby's gut. And they're the ones that train the infant immune system. So very, very simple, right? So it gets really, really complex, but that's the simple things. So ideally, you'd want the mum to optimize her microbiome during pregnancy or before that even. About 36 weeks is not a lot you can do. I mean, it's eating healthily, so eating lots of diverse range of plant-based, mostly plant-based diet. So your greens, your vegetables, your fruit, it's kind of getting out into nature. There's evidence about getting a dog. All those sorts of things kind of can help optimize your microbiome. And so for someone who's 36 weeks, they can just continue to eat healthily and continue to do exercise. Moderate exercise is really good for to get your microbiome in shape. So all those things you can do. But the most important thing is breastfeeding. So however your birth goes, whatever happens during your birth, sometimes you don't have control of your birth, and sometimes it doesn't go to plan, and that's just how it is. And for a lot of people, it doesn't go to plan. But there's the one thing which you can do is exclusively breastfeed or exclusively give your baby your
Could you
own milk.
explain this? Because for many people, it could mean many things. What does it mean exclusively breastfeed? Does it mean to feed on demand?
It means the baby, your baby ideally would have your own milk only. So whether that's express milk, it's like you say, express colostrum from the first early days, or it's donor milk is much better than formula, but that's an alternative. But ideally, it should be the mum's own milk, because the mum's own milk is optimized to feed the beneficial microbes she's passed to her baby during the birth process. So the mum's own milk has all those fantastic immune components, plus these HMO sugars, which are personalised to her. And so to exclusively breastfeed means, ideally, the mum's own expressed colostrum or her own support for exclusive breastfeeding. So if mum is struggling to breastfeed, then go get help as soon as you can from a lactation consultant or a
Yeah, don't
lactation
suffer.
expert. There's support out there, and there are free resources, and there are telephone lines you can phone up, just to help you get your baby to exclusively breastfeed. And if your baby is born by cesarean, or born by or exposed to antibiotics during the birth process, or receives formula milk, the best way to restore that baby's microbiome is with exclusive breast milk. So that's the message, really, is more support for breastfeeding whenever possible, or more support for exclusive access to breast milk. And ideally, the mum's own milk. But if that's not available, then donor milk. There's more evidence about, so peer-to-peer sharing has kind of, there are risks if you don't know the person. And also donor milk or peer-to-peer sharing, they're not your own, because every mother produces their unique set of HMO sugars.
And it
They're not
adjusts,
personalized to the
does it
baby.
by the
It doesn't
hour.
quite, it doesn't quite, it works to some extent, but it's not like the ideal system. So the ideal way to set up your baby's immune system right at the start is to have a vaginal birth if possible, no exposure to antibiotics. To skin to skin. Skin to skin is really, really important, as much skin to skin as possible, and that's really good for your baby's brain. So Niels Bergman, he was in our conference last year, was in our conference this year. He was saying, up to 20 hours of continuous skin to skin contact with your baby.
Which is
That help.
unimaginable for most hospitals, is it? If the
Well,
baby's
that's the
more or
thing. It's
less.
just, this science can upturn a lot of the procedures within the hospital, unnecessary procedures that are happen for the benefit of the hospital, not for the benefit of the mother or the baby. And that's just so that's part of my mission is to help upturn those things. And these are free things, they don't cost anything. It's just okay, more support for skin to skin. So however baby's born, if it's baby's born preterm, just having skin to skin with the baby, getting kind of access to exclusive breast milk. So there's things you can do. And it's just knowing about those in advance. And in terms of your thing about Instagram ready, yes, I think I mean one of the best ways for a baby to receive exposure to the mum's beneficial microbes is from exposure to her poo. And
Yeah,
so
as
unless
funny
you
as that
burp.
might sound, yeah, that's
So when mums give birth vaginally, quite often they poo themselves, and that is a natural part of the process, and that's how your baby comes into exposure to your gut microbes. And they're the gut microbes are the ones that are going to populate the baby's gut. The mum's gut microbes are going to be the ones that populate the baby's gut microbiome. So, and I know what you're saying about like Instagram ready, but actually you want a messy birth, you want a mucky birth, and
Yeah.
that's not Instagram ready. That's just how that's the physiology of human beings.
Yeah. And that's how babies were born for thousands and thousands of years before we had Instagram and we had to be picture perfect for everyone to view. Yeah, many other th like why I gave you a 36-week mark, because that's the stage where a lot of women they decide to have a doula. And they ring up many doulas, they ring up the agency or they hire privately. And for many doulas that work similar way that I do, the answer would be maybe it's a bit too late to ask questions now, but you cannot really say that out loud because you have to be there for that person. You want to work with people and you want to be as much help as you can. But for the reasons you just stated, because you have to get your microbiome ready before you conceive. And in order for healthy microbiome to be then passed on to the baby, and then your mother's healthier, probably the whole family's healthier then, if the mother starts to eat healthier, paying attention to herself and her health, and that the baby gets healthy microbiome. That for those of you who don't know, Google pictures, how does baby's gut look in the beginning? And a few months after they're born, it's really, really interesting because they're not as sealed as we think, for the reasons Tony just explained. We get our gut ready after we are born. We don't have it like ready-made and perfectly set up for this world from the second we are born. And that's why it's so important to be in touch with the mum and in touch in all the possible senses that you just explained.
And
Yeah.
it's different. I mean, I would love a doula for every single parent, because I think doulas are the magic key to unlock that, well, to unlock knowledge about the microbiome, but also just to support parents through their birth process. So supporting parents during the pregnancy, during labor, during birth, during the postpartum period. I think it's fantastic that doulas are there, and I would love more doulas. And I think, honestly, I do believe every parent would benefit from having a doula, and it's particularly a microbiome aware doula that can support the parent, so and support the parent to have a plan. So if the plan doesn't go to plan, there's another plan.
There's another
And
plan, yeah, and everyone is informed and everyone is included. The closest people, I mean, a dad, a partner, or mother of the birthing woman. They're quite good news in many countries around the world recently that they recognize that doulas exist and they include them in like it's a profession. It's actually, and you're able to work as a proper person. It's midwives and then there's doulas. Actually in nurses and midwives Diaspora International Organization. I'm not translating it correctly in the correct order, but there is no international association for doulas of Latvian origin yet. I'm probably building it up now, because there are many people that left Latvia for various reasons. Like, there are many reasons why you leave country that is not in perfect economical state. And I left Latvia when I was 19 or 20, so I grew up abroad, and I built my life abroad, and I learned about life abroad. Most of the things I learned wasn't that I learned in back home in Latvia. But the changes I see now, that many people want to return, and the knowledge that they could bring with them when they go back, like this doula, this weird woman, what does she have to do? And when you work together with midwives, and midwives actually explain to parents why doula might be beneficial to you, because a midwife cannot possibly do all the paperwork, be present, support dad, explain to all the nurses and consultants. And there are different systems in many parts of the world. Like, there's many ways how you can give birth. Some are messier, some are cleaner, some are more, you know all about them. But I'm in Ireland and you're in UK. What are the tendencies now? And with this, I want to kind of draw the conclusion to the conversation, because I appreciate your time, and you're really, really busy. And we talked about these 40-ish something minutes, 45. Why do people do not want to be healthy? And what are the tendencies recently that you could see in UK? Why would people not to do the things that are beneficial for them?
I think that's a very big question, a very important question. I think the
It's a
my own pers
five-minuter.
I know that my personal view is that we are here in the UK and other parts of the world, we're very used to being sick and going to a doctor, and the doctor is treating you as sick, or the whole medical system is set up to treat the kind of the what goes wrong with your bodies. And so the medical system sees, not all doctors, but many doctors see kind of worst case scenario for birth and kind of protect themselves against birth, and they don't want to get sued. And I completely understand why they might not want to get sued. So it's very litigation based, and so the and it's very risk based, and actually, so in terms of health, they're not set up. The medical system is not set up for health. It's set up for treating ill health and sickness and things that go wrong. So in terms of why people don't think about how to optimize their health, is because they pay a lot of attention to what doctors think, and doctors are not thinking about health. So I think there are so many things that you can do to be healthy. And one of them is the microbiome and mindfulness of the microbiome. So that's, eating healthily, your lots of fruit and veg, your lots of fiber if you don't have gut issues, lots of fermented foods if you can tolerate fermented foods. If you're from Latvia, you probably can tolerate fermented foods and
And
sauerkrauts and
sauerkraut and all
everything.
that, yeah.
Exactly, which is brilliant for your microbiome. But it's not just that, it's moderate exercise, it's all the things. It's getting out into nature, having a dog, just mentally being mindful, meditation, relaxation, all those things that help keep you healthy. And that's what I would like to prioritize, is things that keep you healthy. And that's not to say you're going to have a perfect birth, because there's no such thing as a perfect birth, but it positions you in the right place to have that. And I think the role of the doula and say lactation support and all the people who can help that, chiropractors, osteopaths, can help support that healthiness and leave the doctors to the 20% of parents that need it.
Yeah, that actually need it. Yeah, because giving birth and being pregnant is not an illness. It's an
That's right.
opportunity to discover new ways of living. And
But to make sure that you're protected, I'm not saying that free birth is a choice for some people and that's right for them.
yeah.
But this is, so just make sure that you're aware, you make a plan, you make your preparations, you make your how you see your birth, but then you make plans for if it doesn't go that way. And for me, with a microbiome focus, it's like, okay, the number one thing you can do, whatever, however your birth goes, is this support for breastfeeding. So I would
Yeah.
say, for going back to your question about a 36-week-old mum, is to phone up a lactation consultant, find their local lactation consultant before they give birth, and
And a
talk
good
to them
one
and
will
discover,
respond.
and or a lactation or a doula who has knowledge about breastfeeding or a breastfeeding expert, have a relationship with that person before you give birth. And they can, so if it turns out that you struggle to breastfeed, you've got them on speed dial. You already have a relationship with them. That's the number one thing that I would say.
Yeah, and for many reasons, you have to build that relationship beforehand because there's science behind it why women would allow only certain people in their circle after they gave birth because that's biology. That's how we are built.
It is. We're
Yeah.
meant to kind of give birth, and then, you know, so in some cultures they have, you know, I think it's Japan, where you have a month long kind of where
Yeah,
you don't have any visitors
Japan.
in the first month, and it's just like you, the father, the rest of the family with the baby. And that's actually really good for your microbiome, because you want your baby exposed to the microbes in your home and the people in your home, and you want those microbes to inform the infant immune system to say, okay, these are good microbes that you're being exposed to. So anything
Yeah.
outside the home environment are ones that may or may not be good microbes. So there's good science behind it. And to reduce, you know, I see pictures on Instagram or whatever of babies being newborn babies being passed around. No, get that baby on the mum, the mum's chest, and if the mum isn't available, on the dad's chest, skin to skin straight away. And that should be the priority.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you for some parting words, but I think these are excellent parting words. Get that skin to skin, if at all possible, mom or dad, and yeah, stop passing that newborn baby around. Get the close-knit relationship with all the closest circle. I really appreciate your time. I encourage everyone to do their own research, because we all will have different options in our lives, and we all will have different languages available in our lives and energy levels as well. The places we come from. Some people might think that reading might benefit more than watching a movie, but I would strongly encourage you to watch the movies that Toni and her team has made. Excellent movies to, if not open your eyes, then open your mind to the possibility that there is another option. Even if you, I'm the person that had all three of my kids in hospital. I would never consider doing it otherwise. I'm supporting all the free birth community and all that, but I wouldn't be that person. So I was in this way, kind of the regular mother who did the breastfeeding on demand for almost 2 years for all my three kids. But that's about it. I still trust birth professionals in the hospital as well, which is, I think, really important to hear that it's not either that or that. You know, it's not either you. It's a free birther or it's a almost cesarean section in a hospital. There's many, like, millions and millions of ways in between, and only you decide. And if you have a plan, and if you don't make a plan, someone else will make that plan for you. And yeah, my one of the little ones is running in the corridor already, excited about this world. So thank you so much, Tony. I think this conversation will be helpful to many people. And have a good day. Have a
Thank you very much. Thank you for inviting me. And if anyone wants to find out about films, go to microbirth.com or our courses, microbiomecourses.com, and
yeah.
just dive in. And yes, we do free stuff, but it's just kind of do your own research and just find
Yeah.
out about this amazing world and what you can do and what's the science behind vaginal birth, skin to skin, and exclusive breastfeeding when possible.
And I'll add all the links once I edit this video. I'll add on all the links on the screen at the end, so you have no excuse. You'll be informed. Have a good day, Tony. Thank you so
Thank you
much.
so much. Thank you.